of all the people that you've managed, is Roy Clark the most consummate performer? Have everything going for him?
Well, he is the most consummate performer I've ever seen, period. I was just fortunate enough that I was his manager for 32 years. But I've had four really elemental people in my life, and each one of them enormous stars in their own right. And of course, the first one was Hank Thompson. Not only was he a big star, we created a lot of firsts together for country music. Eventually, Hank sold 60 million records in his career time. Then there was Wanda that opened a lot of doors for me, including the introduction to Roy Clark. Wanda this year was elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hank was in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Roy Clark is in the Country Music Hall of Fame. Now, my longest and closest, besides Hank Thompson, of course, is the Oak Ridge Boys, because we're like family, and I've been managing them now for 35 years.
By the way, just a little bit about Wanda Jackson. You met her, she was in high school.
Right. She came down to be on Hank's television show. Okay. That was about the only thing she was doing professionally.
So did you, the first time you heard her, say, bingo?
See, she had a distinctive voice. And one of the things that you look for as an artist manager is somebody that's going to be remembered. So if you turn on the radio and you hear six bars of somebody, you know that's Wanda Jackson or Hank Thompson or the Oak Ridge Boys or Roy Clark. They all have that distinctive vocal personality. Now, if you see them on TV, that just adds the picture to the voice. So I knew that she was going to be in. Actually, I went into the Army about that time.
What year would that have been?
1954. And I got out in March of 56. In that time period, Wanda had graduated from high school, and she was ready to start work. She had done some dates with Elvis. She opened for Elvis. So we got together in March of 56. We made our deal, and from there on, we represented Wanda for about the next 14 or 15 years.
Elvis Presley is also making his move in the world along
right.
about these same years. Did your paths cross?
Well, I have a very interesting Elvis story. This is in 1954. I was in the Army, but I still booked Hank all the way through at the time. I never lost a minute of Hank Thompson business by being in the Army. I'd booked him for 6 dates in southern Louisiana, and we needed an opening act. So I was talking to Leo Zablin at Downbeat in Chicago. I said, I need an opening act to open for Hank in Louisiana. And he said, there's this kid that's tearing him up on the Louisiana hayride. His name is Elvis Presley. And I said, stop right there. I like the name. I don't care what he does. He's got a great name. So I made a contact with him, and Hank bought Elvis for 6 days for $350 a day. And he opened for Hank on those 6 days. That was my first contact with Elvis Presley.
And you went and saw him?
No, I was in the Army. I didn't see him.
Oh, and so you didn't get to see that.
I didn't get to see him till I went to see him when Wanda was opening for him. He was always very, very nice to me. And Colonel Tom Parker was an old friend. I knew Colonel Tom Parker before Elvis Presley days because he managed Eddie Arnold and Hank Snow. And he did a lot of work with Minnie Pearl. Minnie Pearl was one of my longest, oldest, and dearest clients. I've represented Minnie for 25 years, and I love Minnie.
Did you tell her to keep the price tag in her hand?
No. She would do her show, and Tom Parker would dress kind of like Smiley Burnett. And when Minnie would get out doing her show, here would come this bumbling guy that looked like Smiley Burnett down while the show's going on, while Minnie's going on, and he tries to get in a seat, and he takes one aisle, and then he goes to another aisle, and he's spilling popcorn all over everything. Well, that was Tom Parker. He thought that was funny, but Minnie didn't. So Minnie told him one time after that show, she said, Tom, if you ever come in and interrupt my show again like that, I'm going to take this hat pin out of my head and run it straight through you. Something like that, you know.
So you were friends with Colonel Tom Parker?
Oh, yeah, forever. I talked to him clear up to before he died. He would call me after all the Elvis stuff and everything, and I had no idea why he would call. He would just call, and we'd visit for maybe an hour.